Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is 9:20 and you are listening to Total Information AM. Two organizations that work to meet the needs of people with HIV are combining resources to help people struggling to find meals and a place to live. Food Outreach and Doorways working together to focus on the needs of this vulnerable group. And joining us in studio this morning to tell us more about it is Julie Locke, the Executive Director of Food Outreach. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Now, the mission of both organizations, now you're combining forces. Talk a little bit about how that came about.
Well, we've been sister agencies for 35 years. We both started to address the AIDS epidemic and all the devastation that was affecting people in the St. Louis region 35 years ago. And a couple of years ago, the head of Doorways, Opal Jones, and I had breakfast and just started to talk about their new housing project that would be opening last year. And how interesting it would be to co-locate Food Outreach's services at Doorways at this new location on Jefferson, because Doorways' mission already is to build and model a housing-first mission and a housing-first model of services for the clients they serve. So Opal and I, with team members from both organizations, talked about that and built up that commitment. And here we are today doing that.
Well, tell us how homelessness, hunger, and HIV/AIDS kind of converge. And for some people, it's just compounds the cycle and the struggle of homelessness and nutrition needs.
Yes. Wow. That's a fully packed question, isn't it? It's there's so many layers to people who live related to disinvestment. And cities like St. Louis have many complicated statistics and a crisis around the HIV epidemic. In other places in the United States, that also exists. And it largely relates to people who identify as living in chaotic circumstances, homelessness, the unhoused. And so there's lots of complicated issues related to that in the social determinants of health. So individuals oftentimes are not able to commit to a housing first model of support, where they might want to look at leaning into different health issues that they need to address, or accepting opportunities to look at medicine as a pathway to wellness, or nutrition as one of those pathways, employment opportunity, things like that, until they find the right fit for them. And so I don't think I should make sweeping generalizations about how this might impact the life of each of these individuals. But between Doorways and Food Outreach, because we live and execute on all of our services separately, right? We're serving the same people, but largely in different ways, except for this co-located model. Each of us are trying to address the needs of people largely living on less than 100% of the federal poverty level, which means that the majority of the individuals we serve live on less than $14,000 a year. So access to food, access to safe housing in neighborhoods, education, employment, these larger frameworks for social determinants of health really kind of hone in on what these agencies have been trying to do for a long time. I'm sorry about the long answer.
No, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Because I had read a little bit about the project and that this kind of combined mission, and it seemed like there were just so many issues there that people are dealing with, you know, and trying to get their basic needs covered while dealing with these other health issues.
Yes. There's something so powerful about what Doorways is doing, because for many, many years they've been committed to and building capacity around what I keep saying, this housing first model. But until each of us feels safe, we can't look at taking other steps to journey into wellness. And so the fact that Doorways invited Food Outreach to coexist in their new housing development, I think speaks volumes about Doorways' team, their leadership, their commitment to individuals. It's a great way. You can come in unhoused, and not only are you welcomed into this incredible housing model with your very own furnished apartment and everything, but the day you get there, you can be introduced to getting what you need from the pantry to get started, housing and food, nutritious food as well, and scratch-prepared meals that Food Outreach has been making for a long time, frozen scratch-prepared meals that you can microwave right away. And so these things that we sometimes take advantage of, you know, are right there for each person to just get started that night, that day. Isn't that remarkable?
It is.
It's very powerful.
We did an interview earlier this week with a woman who was from Town and Country who was traveling to D.C. to advocate on behalf of HIV/AIDS funding. And we had said, most of us don't hear that much about HIV/AIDS anymore, which tends to make people think that the problem's gone away. How many people would you estimate that you serve, or what is the community need with folks with HIV/AIDS?
So in the state of Missouri, there's over 6,000 people living with, excuse me, in the St. Louis region, there's more than 6,000 people living with HIV. And Food Outreach right now is serving about 1,300 of those people. We also, our services are also there for people diagnosed with cancer, going through cancer treatment. And all of our clients live at or below 300% of the federal poverty level. We're in uncontrolled diabetes pilots with Mercy and SSM as well. But HIV is very complicated related to disinvestment, because one of the things we don't think about related to this serious, what can be a complicated illness, is two things I should say. One is, when we're living related to disinvestment and we already have a lack of access, say, to transportation, other things that might help us on our wellness journey, oftentimes our ability to have safe sex, or to have a limitation on the sexual partners we might be exposed to, that shrinks quite a bit related to neighborhood, zip code, if we don't have access to transportation. So that's one of the complications related to the spread of HIV. I'm oversimplifying, by the way. And then at the other end of HIV, and one of the things I think that is not talked about a lot, is that as you age with HIV, there's a lot of other things that can unfold related to your health that are very common among people who are aging with the virus.
There's one question I want to sneak in here just in about 30 seconds. I notice in your literature, you talk, instead of about food security, the term you use is nutrition insecurity. You know, how is that different, and why that difference in that terminology?
Yeah. That is largely because, related to disinvestment and how this looks in neighborhoods, the intentional disinvestment of grocery stores, access to healthy foods, et cetera, and the intentional investment of food swamps, fast food, high sugar content, empty carbs, those kinds of things, fatty food. Food Outreach is trying to provide this balanced protein, vegetable and fruit forward food for people we serve, two meals a day. And we do that through these scratch-prepared meals, registered dietitian counseling, education, and all of the shelf-stable food that we provide. So it's a balanced nutritional concentration rather than just thinking about food, which can be empty carbs, you know, all these other things that are actually not, don't help us fuel our body.
Well, Julie, thank you so much for coming in today. It was really fascinating. I appreciate it.
Thank you both so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,